Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having yielded to the words of the words of wise honorable Ansu, I move that SO52 be suspended for the business of the House to commence.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It being past 10. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 12 September 2017.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 12 September 2017. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 3.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I was absent with excuse. As you know, I was out due to illness.
Mr. Clerk, I can attest to that. Honorable JK, if you are still not well, I can allow you to go. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. There have been no other corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 12 September 2017? Any seconder? So I've been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 12th, 27th be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 12th, September 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. Honorable Leonard S. Fofana, the Majority Leader of the House and Leader of Government Business.
Hold on, Mr. Leader. You cameraman. Cameraman, go this way. Go this way. I want to say welcome to Honorable Veronica Sise. because she has been away for quite some time. And I know what she had been engaged in. Honorable Vero, you are welcome. Proceed, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, having welcomed the delightful Pauper lady, I want to express the same sentiments on behalf of this side. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table the report of the activities of the Office of the Ombudsman for the year 2015, please stroke 2016, delete the word and.
To Honorable Ibrahim Arubundu, leader of the delegation.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on this table the following reports. A report of the 46th session of the ACP Parliamentary Assembly and the 38th session of the ACP-EU Joint Parliamentary Assembly held in St. Julian's, Malta from 19th to 21st June 2017. And B, reports of the 14th regional meeting, Pacific region of the ACP-EU Joint Parliamentary Assembly held in Port Vila, Vanuatu from the 19th to the 21st of July 2017. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I crave your indulgence to, accordance with SO 18, to preface a little some words before I do the lay, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I stand here this morning to lay on the table of this House two reports of the ACP-EU meeting held this year. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the first report is the 46th session of the ACP Parliamentary Assembly, and the 32nd session of the ACP-EU, both were held in St. Julian's, Malta. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, both sessions were crucial, not only for the delegation and the Parliament of Sierra Leone, but also for the country as a whole. The reason being that it was at this session I was nominated and elected as ACP President and Co-President of the ACP-EU-JPA. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the ACP group comprised of 79 states, all of them save Cuba, signatories to the Cotonou Agreement, which binds them to the European Union, 48 countries from Sub-Saharan Africa, and 16 from the Caribbean, and 15 from the Pacific. The EU group is made up of the 28 countries. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this means that an MP and a citizen of Sierra Leone is at the helm of affairs of the 79 ACP countries and also jointly at the helm of affairs 28 EU countries at the ACP-EU-JPA. This is happening for the first time since the creation of the ACP-EU Partnership Agreement. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the second report emanates from the 14th regional meeting of the ACP-EU-JPA held in Vanuatu, exclusively for ACP members from the ACP Pacific region and the EU members of the JPA. This meeting was chaired by me as co-president of the JPA. Recall that when Parliament of Sierra Leone also hosted, with the help of the Sierra Leone government, the 13th regional meeting West Africa this year. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 14th regional meeting of the ACP-EU Joint Parliamentary Assembly held in Vanuatu was the first official function I performed as co-president. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would like to thank my delegation members for the role they played to achieve this success. I would also like to extend my appreciation to the Minister of Finance and Office of National Authorizing Office for always being supportive to this delegation. Sincere thanks and appreciation is also extended to the Speaker, Deputy Speaker, and Clerks of Parliament for their consistent support to the delegation. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, on behalf of the ACP-EU Joint Parliamentary Delegation, I now beg to lay on the table these agreements.
The Honorable Sulaiman Muluku Sise, Chairman, Committee on Energy.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, on the 13th and the 20th of July and the 28th, 24th of August.
Sorry, Honorable Sise, for the record, honorable members, the other paper has nothing relating to Sise. It has Muluku Ise. If that is the case, could we have that corrected, please? Sise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I spelled my Sise S-I-S-A-Y.
But you should have taken note of that. It didn't say anything. Go on.
The Committee on Energy visited sites in the southern and northern province to where installed mini grids and various community centers were installed. This is in line with the President's agenda. In this country. Our visit to these two provinces is just.
Order, honorable members. Muluku, please stand and lay your paper.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But I also wanted to thank the.
Honorable Muluku, lay your paper.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this Honorable House the following documents. 1. Articles of Association, Africa 50 Project Finance. A special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $3 billion and an issued share capital of $632,223,000 adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on 29th July 2015. 2. Articles of Association, Africa 50 Project Development. A special status financial company with an authorized share capital of $500 million and an issued share capital of $73,791,000 adopted by the General Assembly of Shareholders on 29th July 2015. And three, financing agreement, additional financing for the public financial management improvement and consolidation project, and amendments to the original financing agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Development Association dated 27th July 2007, credit number 6078 and grant number 5350SL.
And five, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table the nomination fees of presidential candidates, members of parliament, members of local councils, and village headmen, Order 2017. The Public Election Act 2012, Act Number 4 of 2012, Statutory Instrument Number 115 of 2017.
Yes, Honorable, sorry. Please.
Mr. Speaker, I stand on SO 25 to give notice for the instrument that has been laid by the Attorney General to be debated.
Any particular area of concern?
All of it, sir.
Any seconder? No, sorry. Okay, notice. Notice of motion. Yes, okay. That suffices. Honorable Ansu, you wanted to say something?
Well, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this document that has just been laid on the table.
Honorable Alaji, why that question? Is it not unnecessary? Go on.
I forgive you, Mr. Speaker. This document requires to be looked into properly by Parliament. I, therefore, as a matter of fact, will move beyond where my fellow member of Parliament on the other side, he has given notice. But I want this House to know that I will go further by saying that, in fact, I move that this document be debated by the House under the relevant standing orders. In addition to not only giving notice under 25, I move under the dilatory motion of Standing Orders 34 that it be debated by Parliament before the expiration of the 21 days, because this document is dead on arrival.
Any seconder? Please see that. Any seconder?
He's asking, get up and try. Don't make my
second that motion.
Any second, yes.
Yes, I second that motion.
Second, okay. Honorable members, as parliamentarians, let us please understand. A motion that is not seconded is no motion. For a motion to have legality and efficacy, it must be seconded. It has been seconded. Honorable Navo Kaikai, please stand. Honorable Navo, I don't see much of you. If I don't see you often, there has to be an explanation why you are not around. Otherwise, you lose your seat as a member of parliament. Ansu, please advise her.
I'll do so, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, sit down. You have heard what members of parliament have had to say, not so?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Deputy AG, you are with us. Very well. Yes, Mr. Minister of Finance. Mr. Clark. Mr. Deputy Speaker. Have you engaged the Deputy Minister of Finance with regards to what happens tomorrow? The Deputy Minister. Yes, Bintu. Honorable Bernadette Lahai, please. Madam Leader, I have a feeling that this meeting should take place today. There has been no word on that. Mr. Leader, your mic. Today?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable JK, did you want to say something? Huh? Yeah, it's okay.
Mr. Speaker, I rise on SO 23. Yesterday, the Environmental Protection Agency joined the world over in celebrating World Ozone Day. And as a nation, as a country, we need to know the effect the ozone layer has on us. Because...
Sorry, JK. Matia, I thought you are a good friend of parliament. You don't want to engage our company. Mfa is very comfortable. I like the courage of Mfa. He's very comfortable. Maybe, Mr. Commissioner, you can go. Okay. Yes, sorry. JK, continue.
Thank you very much. Yesterday, the EPA joined the world to celebrate World Ozone Day. Yesterday is the 30th anniversary of the Montreal Protocol and the Vienna Protocol of 1985 and 87, respectively. Mr. Speaker, a lot of people might want to know what is ozone. Ozone basically is a special form of oxygen with a chemical component with atmospheric scientists would refer to as 0-3, which is formed in the region between Mother Earth and the sun called stratosphere. Mr. Speaker, are ozone for many of us. For me particularly, it was after I received the invitation that I researched what is ozone. In our homes, we have refrigerators, air conditioners. We don't know the effect of these equipment to the human race. And what ozone is doing to our plants, our environment, and us as human. Mr. Speaker, I also want to highlight the steps the EPA has taken in addressing the ozone layer and its effect on Sierra Leone. The launching program yesterday was very educating, and I have asked the EPA to extend that knowledge to us as members of parliament and to the general public. Because when we had the August 14 disaster, a lot of people pointed fingers at the EPA, that what has the EPA been doing in combating climate change? But yesterday's celebration or workshop or meeting was an eye-opener for me. And in the SGD 13, 14, and 15, you would note that the government has paid considerable attention to the issue dealing with climate change and climate action. Mr. Speaker, I learned from this meeting yesterday that EPA had procured equipment for the NRA to detect refrigerators and air conditioners that are not ozone friendly. They are now at the borders, at the port and at the borders. Whenever people are bringing those refrigerators and air conditioners in this country, they test them to ensure that they are ozone friendly. I also learned yesterday that ozone is what causing.
Honorable JK, you are no longer under SO 23. So you stop at that point, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I rise on S223.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, our people and villages on in Sierra Leone are suffering greatly. In May, early this year, if my memory can serve me well, we ratified the CHO bill here, which was on the 11th. And I'm made to understand that this bill was not signed by
yes,
the Prince,
yes,
by
yes,
His Excellency, due to the advice of the health minister. But Mr. Speaker, I want you to know that this bill was not just championed by the member of parliament here, who is also a CHO. This program was debated bitterly at the table of the minister and other dignitaries and of the health. And he allowed this bill to come to parliament. I see no reason why he should advise the president not to sign this bill. Now, at this moment.
Moses, that is not SO 23. Mr. Leader. Mr. Leader, the opposition has been calling attention to one thing repeatedly. It relates to the activities of the business committee. You do not meet. Make sure you do meet. Make sure you do meet. And with regards to the last paper that was laid this morning in respect of the nomination fee of NEC, not only has a notice been given for it to be debated, there has been a motion to the effect. The motion was also seconded that it should be debated. Therefore, endeavor to have it on the other paper latest by next week. Yes, Bine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I stand on SO 23.
Answer.
I stand on SO 23. Mr. Speaker, there is a rumor going on around the metropolitan area, or even beyond. Mr. Speaker, I was out of the country for a couple of days. And when I came back, I looked at my phone, and Mr. Speaker, with your leave, I want to read. And it says, Honorable Bine Bangura, the people's honorable, has been endorsed by many youths of all corners of this country. For his outstanding. Let me read, sir. I start again, Mr. Speaker. Honorable Bine Bangura, the people's honorable, has been endorsed by many youths of these corners of the country. Munafa, as he's commonly known, is one of Sierra Leone's most outstanding honorable among honors in the Sierra Leone House of Parliament. Mr. Speaker, I don't see this as me declaring for such a position. This is information I don't even know about. So I want to make it known, Mr. Speaker, that this is not in any way represent Honorable Bine Bangura. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with all due respect to my honorable colleague, I do not see the contents of that text he just read to us, or that posting that he just read to us, as being indicative of somebody saying what he has just suggested. I would urge my honorable member of parliament to understand the contents and at least contact the person and say thank you for recognizing you. Thank you.
Was peaceful and everything went on fine. Mr. Speaker, Speaker. I am sitting here, minority leader. Somebody wants to cool me. This is broad daylight coup d'etat. If I'm absent, I will agree, but not when I'm sitting here. No coup. No coup here, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. I have given her permission to continue.
Minority leader. You see, this is how it should go, democracy. And I think under SO23, it's just a preamble. I believe that my able honorable will get up to say something, but that was just a preamble. Mr. Speaker, as I've ended that about our convention, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Honorable members, and also, I would have loved the Minister of Finance to be here to listen to this. And since he's not here, I know my secretary or our clerks will have to do justice to that. Since we are almost coming to the end of our session, I also want to implore the Minister of Finance through the committee to make sure to start the process of our gratuity, because whenever it comes to money matters, there will be delays, but this is for the benefit of all of us here. We need our monies before we leave this place. So I just want to send this message loud and clear to the Minister of Finance through the committee chairman to start the process, because time is not in our favor. With that, I want to say thank you to all of us. We are all one friends. We are all one people, one country. We will support you. We will support you during your own convention, since you have supported us during our own convention. I want to say thank you to everybody, and thank you to my colleagues, and thanks to everybody who participated. Thank you very much.
No, it's okay. She has said what she wanted to say, and I'm sure she has spoken on Bani's behalf.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank the honorable from Mwemba for the sentiment she has expressed on behalf of the leadership of the SLPP for our party attending the ceremonial session of the SLPP convention. We are delighted at the expression of those sentiments, and I'm encouraged to say that that is how democracy should work, and not fighting one another on the streets. Having elected the officials, I wish them well on behalf of the APC, and I hope they will go to the dealership elections so that they can have a successful fair bearer election, the person who will lead their party to the next general elections. When our own convention start, we hope we'll welcome them to participate and our own ceremony. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Any announcements, please? Yes, go on.
Announcement. The leadership and administration
have realized that there are lots of abandoned vehicles parked within Parliament premises. The administration kindly requests all members of Parliament who have vehicles parked within Parliament to remove them by Friday, 22nd September 2017. The Sierra Leone Road Safety Authority has been informed to tow away any abandoned vehicle over the next weekend. Your cooperation is solicited from the Office of the Clerk of Parliament. Members of the Committee on NGOs and NACSA are hereby informed that they will meet today, 19th September 2017.
Today, 19th?
Okay. In the conference room of the new building immediately after adjournment. Members are encouraged to attend as there are important issues to be discussed. Signed, Chairman. The Potlako District Caucus will meet immediately at the lounge after adjournment. Signed, Honorable Bine, Chairman.
Honorable members, the House is adjourned to tomorrow. I repeat. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 19 September, at 10 a.m. The House is adjourned to the 19th of... Tomorrow, the 20th of September 2017 at 10 a.m. Tomorrow, please.